Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Niagara Falls School Superintendent Mark Lorry is joining us live this morning. Niagara Falls Schools are receiving a federal grant worth $2.5 million over the next 5 years. It's for additional mental health resources. Mark, what exactly does that mean?
Well, we're really pleased that the federal government recognized our intense efforts to improve mental health. That means that each year we're going to be able to add 15 social workers, counselors, or school psychologists to deal with this mental health scourge, and as well as increase our programming for kids, as well as do more teacher training for teachers in the classroom to help identify and work with kids suffering from mental illness. We're really pleased to receive this.
What does this do for your school district? Because we've talked with you in the past so much about mental health inside of a school setting and how important it is to be able to address it. Now you're getting some resources. I'm sure you've talked a lot about what to do with that money.
Right. We plan to increase our programming. We plan to increase our staff development, and we're going to double the number of mental health professionals in each one of our schools. So it's a unique and really great opportunity to address this head on and have the funding behind it for the next 5 years to do so. So this comes with a lot of hard work to lay the groundwork and also a really strong application to show that what we're doing is beginning to work and show signs of improvement, even though there's really no definitive end in sight.
Teachers are really the first line of service here. They see it all. What are you hearing from them about what they see?
That it's more important to address these mental health issues than ever, and that they need more training than ever. When they were trained coming out of college, some of them as long as 20, 25, 30 years ago, this was not part of the pedagogy that they learned. So we are really having to retrain a staff in not only how to identify mental health problems, but how to help kids navigate the course of correcting and improving and dealing and working through these issues. We have so many children come to school with anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation. It's needed more than ever. And, you know, our emphasis in staff development has changed completely from working in the core areas of math, science, reading, and social studies to training teachers and bringing in programs around this issue.
Looking at what you're trying to do, are you taking that from a different school? Are you following a model, or are you looking to be kind of a model for other schools to follow?
We're really trying to be a model for other schools to follow, and we're trying to meet kids where they're at in Niagara Falls. There's quite a big difference between the mental health challenges you face in Niagara Falls versus those that you might face in a suburban school district. So we're kind of creating this as we go. We're creating it with the best needs, the best interest of kids at heart here.
Mark, vaping is in the news every day, it seems lately, for the last few weeks anyway. How big of a problem is vaping in your schools?
Yeah, interestingly, I don't think that the two issues that we're talking about are separate here. I think that kids are looking for outlets, and whether it's marijuana or alcohol or vaping, they're looking for outlets to not only gain attention, but to calm their nerves, to push their mind into something else. Now, vaping in Niagara Falls, I wouldn't say is our top issue. I think that one of the reasons is because it's an expensive proposition, and a lot of our kids are not spending their disposable income on expensive vape cartridges. Not to say that it's not a problem at all, but it's not, I wouldn't say it's the top priority for us right now, even though we have to deal with it. We've had a couple of instances already, but I wouldn't say it's as widespread, mainly because of the cost, as you might see in other places.
Can you recall, it seems like this has just kind of jumped out to everybody at once on the news over the last couple of months, but how long ago was it when you maybe had your first instance of being aware of vaping in schools?
Yeah, I'm probably going to say about 3 years ago, two to three or four years ago. I would think that this maybe just a tad longer. And at that time, it was looked at as an alternative to smoking and an alternative to other forms of addiction and other forms of nicotine. And then it has just really become an epidemic that we see no end to. And just looking at the amount of advertising and the amount of talk about it in the news, it's kind of crazy how just when you think you've gotten your handle on, I got a handle on something, something else pops up. It's really right now when you walk into the school, it's almost like you have to put your phone in a box. If you have something with vaping in a box, before you can even get to your first class. But it's the tenor and focus of schools has changed so dramatically in the last 5 to 10 years. It's not even like something that you would recognize if you hadn't been in school in the recent future.
Wow. You had mentioned that vaping is not really the top priority. What is the top priority? What is the biggest issue you're dealing with?
Yeah, we're dealing with it's the topic that we talked about first. So we're dealing with so many kids with mental health issues, so many kids with instances of depression and anxiety and thoughts of suicide and hopelessness. And that really is why we felt like we had a great grant application and why we've earned the right to receive that grant, because without that support, we were really climbing it up, truly an uphill battle. And not to say that vaping isn't happening or isn't a concern, but if we attack the mental illness issues first, I think we'll get to the symptoms, which I would call vaping.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.